from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Physician recruitment in Timmins is getting an injection of cash from a program of the provincial government. The $77,000 is being used to beef up promotional materials, including a video featuring testimonials from doctors already practicing here. District Hospital physician recruiter Corey Krupa says five doctors have committed to Timmins this year, putting it on a record pace, and he has interest from a few others who will be in town for a site visit this summer.
It takes some time, a few years, to kind of build that pipeline, but we're starting to see the fruits of our labor right now, and we're getting more and more site visits. I'm getting more and more inquiries than ever before, so we're definitely building on that momentum.
Krupa says Timmins is currently short by 15 to 20 family doctors and 25 specialists. The ribbon has been cut on the new location of the Multicultural Center in Timmins, which also has a new name. It's now on Pine Street, just south of 3rd Avenue, under the banner of the Northeastern Ontario Multicultural Centre. Executive Director Deborah Robinson says the new name better reflects the scope of the area it serves, with settlement services for immigrants.
Anyone born outside of Canada can come in and access our services. We support people one-on-one, family units. We have a service specific to school-age children, the settlement worker in school program as well, which is relatively new for us here in Timmins.
Robertson says the center sees well over 300 newcomers a year, and that number is steadily growing. Well, with $3,000 from a Métis Nation of Ontario business pitch competition, 11-year-old Zach Bernay of Timmins will open a long-term business using a 3D printer. He even has a name for it.
Printy McPrintface.
Zach says he can make things like dog tags, fidget spinners, and almost anything that's plastic. He's going to publicize his business by word of mouth and through social media.
I just like told my friends, and it was on the announcements at my school, and I'm also going to go on Facebook Marketplace.
Zach says he'll keep the 3D printing business going as long as he can and will pay his way through university to be a lawyer.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.